果你还没有开始跟着我们来读经的话呢，撒母耳记是最好开始的，因为里面充满了许多的很有趣很生动的故事。
And if you haven't followed us in our Bible reading since the start of this year, the book of 1 Samuel is a good place to start because it is full of intrigue and stories.
我们跟大家一起来讲撒母耳记，我们基本上要给大家有一个overview， 有一个我们叫做一个概念，然后我们在读的时候有更清楚的明白。
And our objective today is to give you an overview of the book of 1 Samuel, so you would better understand it as you read it yourself.
那么这撒母耳记基本上呢，我们可以说一句话把撒母耳记总结起来，就是听命胜于献祭。
Now if there's oneIf we are able to sum up the book of 1 Samuel in one statement, it would be obedience is better than sacrifice.
那么这一个呢，是从这一个十五节撒母耳记上十五节二十二章那里拿出来的。他撒母耳跟这个扫罗说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And this line is taken out of 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.Where it says, Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams.
今天有很多人来了教会，就算是敬拜了，到了礼拜天敬拜了之后呢，星期一到星期五呢，我们就开始过自己的生活，以为做了敬拜呢，平时不用过顺从的生活，神就祝福我们。
Many people.Who call themselves Christians come to church and behave as Christians and worship God on Sunday, but from Monday to Friday, that worship is deemed as not necessary.
过去一个月，我有一个朋友，他是也是牧师，那么他家里发生了一些事情，他的孩子非常的犯了罪，非常明显非常prominent 的一个很明显的罪。他就非常惊讶，他说不可能有这样的事情在我家里发生。他说我这么劳，我们这么勤劳，我这么为主做这么多工，我花一生在做工，为什么神没有照顾我们的家庭？我们通常都有这样的想法，我如果努力做工，神自然会照顾我的家庭，我不用照顾。
This past month, I've heard from a friend who is also a pastor, and something has happened in his family recently.And his son has committed a very prominent sin. And he said, How can this be? I have always been faithful in my parenting. I have always been faithful in trying to raise my family. This cannot happen.
So, 很多时候我们没有尽心尽力去按照神的意思，遵守神的命令，去照顾家庭，或者去顺从神。然后呢，我们就以为只要我拼命做工，拼命侍奉，神就会做其他的事情。其实这个错误，这个想法是错误的。
And sometimes we have that wrong thinking where we believe that as long as I'm working really, really hard for the Lord, everything in my life and my family will go fine.
所以这句话说，听命顺从，听命胜于献祭，对我们来讲是非常重要的。
And so this line, to obey is better than sacrifice, is very important to us.
很多人以为说，我们跟这个好像其他的这个拜偶像一样，只要我们献上那个献祭，然后平时要做什么都可以。其实这个想法呢，在这本圣经里面呢，这本这个撒母耳记上呢，给我们看到很清楚，神要的是我们在平时的时候呢，顺从神，胜过在表面上。
And we may have that wrong thinking. We may think that as long as we're doing our work, as long as we're serving, everything is going to be fine. But this line tells us that to obey in our day-to-day lives is better than the outward expression of our sacrifice to God.
So we.当中也有一些人以为我礼拜天只要来敬拜一下，然后我平时就可以做我要做的事情。
Some people believe that all I have to do is come on Sunday to worship God, and then in my regular life I can do whatever I want.
但是这个是不是神所要的？神是要我们在日常的生活当中，平时的生活当中顺服他。
But this is not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us in our day to day, our regular lives, to be obedient to Him.
这个就好像有一些人来到你的面前，跟你讲一些很好的话，很喜欢听的话，赞扬你的话，然后背后是抵挡你的。神没有像我们这样愚蠢。
It's like people who in front of you say great things about you and are very kind to you, but behind your back are obstructing you and causing you trouble.
顺服胜于献祭。
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
你为献祭，你为恭维他，你为讲他几句好话，你只为赞扬他几句好话，他就会做你要做他做的事情。不是的，他要你听他的话。
Do you think that by simply giving lip service to God, by simply coming and showing face at church, is going to make him do what you want him to do? No, he wants your obedience and not your sacrifice.
所以我常常说对这些年轻的姐妹说，你不要以为一个男孩子告诉你我爱你，我爱你，但是呢，他只会讲我爱你，但是不要结婚呢，这个是骗你的。
And so I tell some of our younger sisters, do not simply take a suitor's word for it when he says I love you, but doesn't want to marry you.
你的行动就证明一切。
Your action is a sign of everything.
所以我们在看撒母耳记的时候呢，这些教训呢就会越来越明显。
And you will see this as we go through 1 Samuel.
所以让我们来看介绍为这个介绍一下这个撒母耳记的时候呢，这一本书是一个非常有很充满很多生动的故事，这些故事大家都很清楚。
Now as we go through 1 Samuel, you will see that there are fascinating stories within the book of Samuel.
举个例子，比如说大卫跟哥利亚的战争，大家都很熟悉。
For example, the story of David and Goliath, which we're all very familiar with.
还有撒母耳呼召的，神呼召撒母耳的故事。
The call of Samuel.
那么还有保罗交鬼这件事情是也在撒母耳记里面记载。
And then we see that Saul inquires with a witch.All of this is recorded in the book of 1 Samuel.
在来到撒母耳记下的时候，你又看到大卫跟巴士巴等等其他的故事。
And then as we continue into 2 Samuel, you will see the story of David and Bathsheba and many others.
其实如果你只要记得三个人物，就能够把整本撒母耳记记下来。
Essentially, you just need to remember three different characters that will allow you to remember the whole story of Samuel.
整本撒母耳记基本上是记载三个人物。
And the entire book of Samuel really focuses on these three personalities.
这些是主要的人物。
These are the key persons.
就是第一个就是撒母耳。
The first, of course, is Samuel.
他是我们叫做 Kingmaker， 他就是使人高人做王的那一位。
And he's known as the Kingmaker, the one who exalts kings.
那么第二个很重要的人物就是扫罗王。
The second, of course, is King Saul.
那么第三个人物是大卫王。
And then King David.
所以如果你要记得这三个人物，其实第一到第七章讲撒母耳，八到十五章讲这个扫罗，那么十六章开始大卫就出现，就讲大卫。所以你只要记得这三个人物呢，整本这个撒母耳记就已经掌握下来。
The story of Samuel is covered in chapters 1-7, from 8-15.It talks about Saul, and then from chapter 16 to 31, it talks about David. And this essentially is the breakdown of the book of Samuel.
所以今天早上呢，我要跟大家讲三个故事。
And so today, I want to tell you three stories.
简单的三个故事呢，让你预备你去读的这本书。
Three simple stories that will prepare you to read the book of 1 Samuel.
但是除了这三个人之外呢，当中还有其他的人物，包括哈拿，包括约拿丹，包括亚比该。等等，这些人都是很重要的人物，但是不是主角，但是他们的人物的描写跟他们人物的配搭，给我们看出这些非常很有趣的人物。
And then there are other figures like Hannah, like Jonathan, and like Abigail, and the details that they add and bring to the story make it a whole lot more interesting.
那么呢，在撒母耳记这的时候呢，有几个很重要的名词在第一次在圣经里面出现。
There are also certain key words that appear in the Bible for the first time.
第一是受膏者弥赛亚。
The first is Messiah.
第二是万军之耶和华。
Lord of hosts.
然后还有就是家国，这个家父，这个是指到神的荣耀离开以色列。
And Ichabod, which means that God's glory has left Israel.
还有另外一个名字很熟悉的就是以便以现。
And another one that's very familiar is Ebenezer.
就是神是我们的帮助
，which is God is our help。
所以我们在读撒母耳记的时候呢，我们是知道这些呢，使到我们很有清楚知道这些很有趣的来读。你在读的时候呢，你会发现任何一本故事书呢，都可以 这个撒母耳记都可以跟任何最好的故事相比，因为他的写题材生动，而且他的描写人物呢非常深入。
And you'll find that as you read through 1 Samuel, it is a story that will rival any of the best stories that have ever been written because of all that happens within these characters.
那么他的谁写这个撒母耳呢？
Who is the author of the book of Samuel?
啊，当然很多人就是讲到说这个以色列人认为就是撒母耳，就是撒母耳记上下的这个作者。
The Israelites believe that the book of Samuel is written by Samuel himself.
但是如果你仔细读的话呢，不大可能，因为写书写到一半，他说撒母耳死了，还继续写下去，他不可能是他写的。
But it seems unlikely because as you read through Samuel, it says, and Samuel died. It cannot be that he continued to write after that.
所以基本上是有一个人呢，或者是有一组人呢，把撒母耳记呢，其实还有其他几本书呢，一起综合起来，把它编成一本这个撒母耳记上下。
But some others have strung First and Second Samuel together as a single unit.
那么，所以这一些人呢，把这个撒母耳记这个其实撒母耳记上下呢是由三本书写出来的。如果你在历代志上29章29节那边提到说，大卫的事情呢是记载在撒母耳记的书上，先知的拿单的书上，加特的书上，这些呢是从这些书呢统这个累计，然后编在一起的。
But evidently it is the book of Samuel is made up of three parts, and this.And you'll see this in 1 Chronicles 29:29, where it says, Now the acts of King David from first to last are written in the Chronicles of Samuel the seer, and in the Chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the Chronicles of Gad the seer.
那么这个当然不是，为什么他的这个书名叫做撒母耳呢？既可能是因为撒母耳是先知中的代表，也可能是因为撒母耳代表神来膏那两个王，所以以撒母耳为他的书名。
And it's called Samuel.Possibly because Samuel was representative of those prophets, or because Samuel was the one who raised those two kings. That's why it's called Samuel.
那么其实撒母耳记上下是一本书，不是两本书。在这个希伯来人的圣经里面呢，是一本书，但是在这个希腊文的这个翻译的时候，他把它分成两本。
In the Hebrew Bible, you will see that the first and second Samuel are a single unit.But in the Greek Bible, it is separated into two units.
特别是当你读到第二章的时候呢，你会看到哈拿的祷告呢，来到撒母耳记下22、23章的时候呢，那边有大卫的祷告。这两篇诗篇呢，其实就是那个书的开始跟书的结束，以诗歌为题材，把整本书联合在一起。
And you will see this in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, where Hannah gives her prayer, and then also in chapter 23, where it records David's prayer, and these two become bookends of the book, and it shows us that they are a single unit.
所以这整本书撒母耳记上下呢，基本上是给我们看见四世纪结束怎么样，从神怎么用四世来管理以色列人，转移成用国王来管理以色列人。
And essentially what we see here in 1 Samuel is the transition between God using the judges to rule over Israel to God using kings to rule over Israel.
或者我们可以讲说基本上是神治到国王国的时代。
In other words, you could say that it is the transition between from a theocracy to a monarchy.
那么特别是来到撒母耳记下，我们以后会讲得更清楚，有一个很重要的这个记载呢，就是大卫的神给大卫的这个约，就是神说大卫的王国要直到永远，而且呢有弥赛亚从他的后裔出来，所以这个是整本圣经来到基督耶稣基督的时候最重要的一个约。
Later on in 2 Samuel, we will see a very important, the very important Davidic covenant being revealed, as well as.The promise of the Messiah that comes out of David's legacy.
所以我刚才讲的时候呢，今天早上我们要跟你讲三个故事。
Now I said just now that this morning I will tell you three stories.
所以首先我们要讲的就是这个撒母耳的故事。
The first is the story of Samuel. Please open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
所以我们的第一点是指, 撒母耳在不顺服百姓中的一世纪。
Now, we want to see that the story of Samuel was, in the context of it, was amongst, within the, or amidst the disobedience of the Israelites.
所以我们要注意到这个撒母耳记上呢, 或者写书的时候, 是在士师时期, 就是说, 当时候呢, 我们还在属于, 士师时期, 这个以利做以色列的士师这段时间里面, 撒母耳出生。
It was within the time of the judges, and we see this in chapter 4, verse 18, where it said Eli had judged Israel for 40 years. Samuel came out of that time of Eli's judgment.
所以我们刚才讲到这个撒母耳这个人呢是一个非常顺服神的人，但是呢，他活在一个非常不顺服的世事时代。
Samuel was a man who was obedient to God, living in a time of great disobedience.
所以我们可以在这里看到撒母耳基本上呢是神，因为撒母耳的母亲哈娜没有生育，不能够生育，祷告，在他的祷告，神应许他的祷告的时候，给他一个孩子，生出撒母耳来。
And Samuel was the son of Hannah, who was barren, but Hannah called out to God and asked for a child, and God honored her prayer and gave her Samuel.
所以如果你看第三章的时候呢，你会发现，当撒母耳长大的时候，神三次来到撒母耳那边呼叫他，三次撒母耳以为是他的老师以利来在呼叫他，说，他说我在这里跑去跟以利讲，以利说，不是我，一定是神在呼叫我。
And then we see the call, God's call to Samuel in chapter 3, where three times God calls to Samuel, and each time Samuel thinks that it is Eli, his teacher, who is calling him. Eli discerns that this is not in fact, discerns that this is in fact God's calling.
那么当他知道这个是神的呼召的时候呢，他说，请说仆人静听第十节的时候，撒母耳的回答说，请说仆人静听。
And so after Eli had discerned that this was God's call, he said to Samuel, go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall speak. You shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears.
所以我们看到撒母耳是在一个非常败坏的情况底下，神给以色列一个这个先知撒母耳来带领他们来改变整个局面。
So in the midst of all the disobedience that's happening in Israel, God gives them a man by the name of Samuel to judge them.
当然我们不是要仔细讲所有的细节，你们要自己读。我们只是讲一个整个大概的概要。那么这边讲到这个以利这个人，这个人呢其实是一个非常败坏的，非常腐败的这个士师。
And then, obviously, we're not going to go into the details. This is just giving you a framework for you to understand what you read starting this week. Now, we come on the character of Eli, and we see that Eli is a corrupt judge.
所以他不听神的话，而且他常常喝酒，而且呢，常常不顺从神。
He does not obey God. He is a man of a lot of drink.
所以这个呢，我们要特别是当我们当中有很多年轻的夫妇呢，你一定要知道谁是以利，然后要知道他儿子做了什么。
Now, the story of Eli is important, especially to young parents here, and you need to know what his sons did.
你看第二章十二节。
Look at chapter 2, verse 12.
他说，以利有两个儿子是恶人，不论是耶和华这恶人这二祭司呢，带百姓是这样的规矩。凡有人献祭的时候，正煮肉的时候呢，祭司的仆人来呢，手拿三尺的叉子，将叉子插进罐里、鼎里、釜里、锅里，一插就把肉从取了去。意思说，人准备祭物要给神，他的仆人这个三个两个儿子的仆人来。 插下去要插的肉给他祭司给以利的两个儿子，他们这样的不敬畏神，在百姓面前竟不然这样的不敬畏神。It
says in verse 12, now the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord. The custom of the priests with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant would come while the meat was boiling with a three-pronged fork in his hand. he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the fork brought up, the priest would take for himself. That was what they did at Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. And that means that people came with their sacrifices. Eli's sons would take them first and leaving what was left for their sacrifice.
So, 这个是非常的 disrespectful, 非常不尊重神, 非常在众人面前藐视神, 所以这件事情非常的严重, 你看17节, 他说, 这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重, 因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
This showed complete disrespect to God, and it despised God because of it. And if you look at verse 17, it says, thus the sin of the young man was very great in the sight of the Lord.
所以在这个沙漠就是在这种情况下长大，环境非常不好，沙漠却能够生长，好好的听神的话，所以我们不可以怪环境不好，所以我可以做这件事情。非常不好的环境，但是沙漠就在这种情况下长大。It
is in this context of disobedience and contempt for God that Samuel grew up. And so we cannot blame our environment to say that, oh, this is why I grew up badly.
那么同时呢, 这两个人不但是这样, 这个不尊重耶和华神呢, 而且呢, 你看二章第22节下半段, 他说, 他说年纪, 以利年纪呢, 老迈的时候, 听见两个儿子, 在以色列众人的事情, 又听见他在会幕前伺候的仆人苟合。意思, 他跟那些, 服侍, 耶和华神的人, 这个, 有不正, 不正当的行为。
In verse 22, it continues to talk about their sin, where it says, now Eli was very old, and he kept hearing all that his sons were doing to all Israel, and how they lay with women who were serving at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And this means that they were having improper relations with the women who were serving in the temple.
So, 这一件事情发生的时候, 这个以利作为祭司，作为士师，完全没有阻止他的孩子，所以神惩罚以利跟他的一家人。And
it's clear in this verse that Eli, knowing these things that his sons had done, had not stopped them.
所以在上二章29节他说什么呢？他说，神说我吩咐，我所吩咐现在我所居所的祭物，你们为何践踏呢？你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
Now this upsets God, and in 1 Samuel 2:29, God says to Eli, why then do you scorn my sacrifices and my offerings that I commanded for my dwelling, and honor your sons above me by fattening yourselves on the choicest parts of every offering of my people Israel?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，你一定要注意到这件事情。 如果我们的孩子做错，如果我们孩子犯罪，我们必须要去阻止他们，我们需要去惩罚他们，我们甚至需要采取一切的行动阻止他们，不然的话呢，我们会受到很严厉的惩罚。Brothers
and sisters, if our children are living in sin, it is our job and our duty to stop them, to correct them, and to change that behavior, or to correct that behavior. Otherwise, that punishment on us is going to be great.
如果你看3章13节，他说：“我必要永远降罚于他家，然后他，因为他知道儿子作孽，自遭咒诅，却什么不禁止他们。”It
says in chapter 3:13, and I declare to him, Eli, that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them.
所以你看到吗？父母必须要禁止、要阻止、要惩罚他们。请问他们的孩子有多大？
Do you see that it is the role of the parent to stop them and to correct them who are living in sin? Now let me ask you, how old were Eli's sons?
如果他们的孩子能够跟这些妇人苟合，这个孩子一定很大了。
If they were having improper relations with the women in the temple, they must be of age.
但是他做父母的没有去禁止他们，没有阻止他们，没有教育他们，所以这个在 parenting 在教养父母的教养孩子的这方面，父母有很大的责任，所以我们必须要强调，我们必须要严厉的看待这种情形。
And it, therefore it is it, even this, despite being a mature man, it was Eli's job. It is the job of parents to correct our children.
所以神的惩罚非常严重。
And therefore, God's punishment and judgment on Eli was heavy.
如果你看二章三十一节，他说：“日子将到呢，我要折断你的膀臂和你夫家的膀臂，使你家中没有一个老人。”而且如果你看到二十三十四节，他们两个孩子要同一日死。
And so, if you look at verse 31 in chapter 3, it says, chapter 2. Behold, the days are coming when I will cut off your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. If you look at verse 34, it says, and this shall come upon your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. This shall be assigned to you. Both of them shall die on the same day.
所以你看到吗？我们在这边看到一件事情，就是神惩罚以利家，是因为他没有好好的来照顾他的家人。 更不要讲整个以色列人，招致他全家的人中年就死了，而且呢，这个他两个儿子呢同日日死，这个就是要证明神对他们的惩罚。So
we see that Eli did not take care of his household, let alone the Israel that he was given to judge, and therefore God judged them, judged Eli, such that he died as well as his sons who died on the same day.
所以在这边给我们看见第一点，就是说，这个就是撒母耳简单的故事，撒母耳在不顺从的百姓中的一些事情。Now
this gives us the background of how Samuel was raised, and it was in the midst of all this disobedience.
当然，在这个以利死了之后呢，神的约柜就被敌人抢过去了之后呢，神的荣耀就离开以色列。Now
we see later on that as when Eli passes on, God's ark, the Ark of the Covenant, was stolen by the enemies, the Philistines, and God's glory left Israel.
所以第一到第七章是讲到这个撒母耳的故事。And
so chapters 1 to 7 gives us the story of Samuel.
那么第二点就是扫罗的故事，因为这个第一点是撒母耳在不顺从的人当中的一些事情，那么第二点就是扫罗王在不完全顺服神这些事情的事情。
So we see that the story of Samuel comes out of a time of great disobedience. Now as we look at the story of Saul, we see that it was in a time of partial obedience.
所以我们会发现，扫罗比其他的人好一点，他有遵守神的话，但是呢，他没有完全遵守神的话，这个就是一个很严重的另外一个很严重的问题。
And we see that Saul was not as bad as the people who we have seen. He obeyed God, but it wasn't a full obedience.
所以，但是呢，我们先看这个扫罗王还没有出现的时候，我们给这个撒母耳记。 撒母耳这个人呢，有一个简单的这个借语。
Now let us take a look at what happened just before King Saul comes on the scene.
所以撒母耳记上，这个第八章那边讲到，撒母耳老迈呢，要立他的儿子做次子，但是他的两个孩子呢，都一样不听这个撒母耳的话，跟以利的孩子也是一样，非常的悖逆。We
see that. Verse 5 of chapter 8, what Samuel's sons were like. And it says, behold, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways.
所以我们发现撒母耳也不是一个好父亲，所以他的孩子也不听神的话，众人看见之后就说，我们也不要你的孩子，管理我们，我们要一个王。
And apparently Samuel was not a great father either, and it was clear to the people that his sons did not walk in his ways. They said to them, they said to Samuel, we do not want your sons to lead us, we want a king.
其实神本来的意思就是要给他们立王，因为他在创世纪，在这个生命记都有提到将来会有一个王从他们当中出来，好像摩西。但是呢，我们会发现呢， 这些人要王不是因为听从神的话，而是说我们要一个王像列国，像别人一样。Now,
it was always God's plan to give them a king, and we see this in Genesis, and God's plan was to give them a king to rule over them, not unlike Moses. But we see in this chapter that their idea was not God's idea of a king. They wanted a king like those of the other nations around them.
所以他要学世界，他不要学神。
Which means that they were after the world and not wanting God's way.
撒母耳听见就很不开心，但是神告诉他说：“不要，你不要，尽管依从他们，因为他们不是厌弃你。” 乃是厌弃我，不要我，我就是神，不要神做他们的王。
Samuel hears this and is angry, but the Lord tells him, obey the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, they have rejected me from being king over them.
所以在这个事情呢，保罗这个撒母耳记八章十九节又再重复一次，他说他们其实呢是要像列国一样，要一个王像列国一样来治理他们，不是按照神的意思来治理他们。
And this is reiterated in verse 19 where it says that they said, no, that but there shall be a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations.
那么这一次神听从他们的祷告。
And so God listens to their prayer.
你要不要神听见你的祷告？
Do you want God to hear your prayer?
你要不要神改变他的心意听你的祷告？
Do you want God to change His plans and listen to your prayer?
这次他听他的祷告，却选出了一个扫罗王。
Here he listens to the prayer of Israel and gives them King Saul.
但是我们也知道，扫罗出来的时候本来是好的，因为他出来的时候他是一个谦卑的王。当扫罗这个撒母耳选他做王的时候，9章21节他说：“我不是最小的支派吗？我不是便雅悯支派最小的吗？我家是在便雅悯家这个支派里面最小吗？为什么要我做这件事情呢？”
Now we see that when Saul comes into the picture, he seems to be a humble man, and we see that in chapter 9, verse 21, where Saul, having been identified by Samuel to be king, says, am I not a Benjaminite from the least of the tribes of Israel? And is not my clan the humblest of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then have you spoken to me in this way?
扫罗开始的时候呢，是很好的。
When Saul comes onto the scene, he is a good man.
但是王坐久了，就开始出现问题了。But
as he spends time in the throne as king, problems arise.
所以当时候呢，如果你继续看下去，你会发现他开始呢，替他自己竟然替扫罗本来不可以献祭，但是他代替了撒母耳献祭，因为百姓要离开他，所以他扫罗王是一个 man pleaser， 就是他很想讨好人，他怕人不怕神，他要讨好人不要讨好神。And
we see that change in Saul when as king when he was asked to not to sacrifice, yet the people wanted to, he gave in to the people instead of listening to Samuel's words.
所以这个就是扫罗呢，在献祭的时候，因为撒母耳迟来。 迟来有他的原因，但是他不能够代替这个撒母耳献祭，他竟然不听，自己去献。你看到这个是第一个现象。后来呢，神要他去攻打敌人，要把敌人全部杀灭，他却说没有关系，我选最好的跟他留下来，不要完全听从神的话。所以这个就是 partial obedience， 就是不完全的顺服神的话。Now,
Samuel was delayed because for various reasons. And Saul was not able to stand in Samuel's place to offer up the sacrifice. But because there was pressure from the people, Saul in fact went ahead with it, and he did not obey Samuel. We'll see that later on as a trend, because as he goes up against the enemy, he doesn't fully obey, and he keeps behind the best of his men.
在神的旨意里面呢，祭司有祭司的工作，你普通一个人不能够做祭司的工作，但是 这个撒母耳，这个扫罗王不理会神的诫命，自己做他要做的时候，当撒母耳来的时候，他说：“你做糊涂事了，你没有遵守耶和华你所神命令你的，你若遵守你的国位就能够长久，你不遵守就没有长久。” Now
in God's plan, the priests have a role to play, and that is a role that no one else can fulfill. However, Saul went ahead and tried to play that role in order to appease the people. And so we see here Samuel saying to Saul in chapter 13, verse 13, you have done foolishly, you have not kept the command of the Lord your God.
所以你看到他听从神的时候是有选择性，他想做什么他就做。那么有些神讲的话，他顺他意思他就做，不顺他意思他就不做。这个是选择性 selective obedient， 或者是 partial obedient， 或者是他部分的听，有些不完全的顺从，这个就是出现了一个很大的问题。And
you see in Saul a trend of selective obedience. He chooses what's convenient for him to obey and what what is inconvenient, he chooses not to obey.
来到15章的时候, 神要他去打攻打亚玛利人的时候, 他要把整个这个村子的人全部, 包括牛羊全部都杀死。 但是他看到哇, 这牛羊很肥, 很好, 他就把它收起来, 不杀, 所以他又在选择性的来听从神的话。
Now, as we arrive at chapter 15, we see that God commands them to go against the Amalekites. And he wants them to destroy everything. Yet as Saul sees the wealth and the fat of the land of the Amalekites, instead of destroying everything, he decides to keep some for himself.
他这样扫这个沙摩尔来的时候发现，诶，为什么我有听到有牛的牛跟羊的声音？这些牛跟羊从哪里来的呢？
And then Samuel shows up and he says, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen that I hear?
保罗去找借口，他说，其实不是的，这些牛羊都好的，我要拿来献给神的。
And so at that point, Saul comes up with an excuse and he says, oh no, actually, these are the best sheep and oxen that we want to sacrifice to the Lord.
神说我什么都不要，这些都是敬拜偶像的东西，这些都，他说，但是他要，但是扫罗不听，扫罗写着他。 什么可以听，什么不要听，他自己做决定。他们有完全顺服神的话。No,
but God wanted them to destroy everything because these were animals that were given up to idols. But Saul was selective in his obedience, and he only wanted to obey God in what was convenient.
所以撒母耳对他说：“难道神没有牛跟羊吗？神岂是喜悦燔祭跟平安祭呢？”啊，他说。 但是神喜欢什么呢？喜欢听命胜于献祭，很重要。你不要以为你礼拜天来敬拜，然后平时就可以预所欲为。神不要，神要你听命，就是要遵守神的话。你不要讲美丽的话，讲赞扬的话，但是背后呢，完全不顺从的话，神是看人心，不是看外表。So
Samuel says to him, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen better than the fat of rams. And this is important. We cannot assume that just by coming on Sunday and ticking that box that God will be satisfied with us. No, God wants us to obey in our day in and day out, every day of our life.
你可以星期天，你可以主日来这边唱赞美神，赞美神，然后平时不遵守神的话，不遵守圣经的教导，你以为神不知道吗？
You can come here on a Sunday, sing praises to God, offer up lip service to Him, but on Monday to Friday, live in any way you choose. Do you think God doesn't see that?
就好像一个人在你的面前讲你很多好话，赞扬的话，其实背后里面他根本就不听从你，你以为他不知道吗？
It's like someone who in front of you tells you all these great things and agrees with you, and at the back, disagrees with you, does not obey you.
扫罗也是讲这个漂亮的话，讲的赞美的话，但是他完全行事呢，不按照神的意思，他合乎他心意，他做，不合乎心意，他就不做。And
that was Saul who, before God and his people, said the nicest things and had the outward expression of worship, but did whatever he chose.
所以我们要注意看，弟兄姐妹，这个是我们常常犯的错误。我们要告诉你，不完全顺服就等于不顺服。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a common practice, but I want to remind you that partial obedience is in fact disobedience.
我们再讲一遍，不完全顺服的就是不顺服。
I'll say it again, partial disobedience equals disobedience.
所以我们要知道呢，神要的不是表面上讲一些漂亮赞扬的话，我们今天很喜欢，哦，我们不要得罪人，我们讲赞扬的话，实际上你的心是跟他相悖的。 其实人都知道，何况是神呢？
Brothers and sisters, we must not do this because in front of people we may say nice things, but in our hearts we are against them. God sees through that.
所以我们要注意扫罗的这个错误呢，我们不要犯。
And we must be careful to not commit the same mistake that Saul did.
所以我们的第一点就是撒母耳的事情呢，发生在。 完全不顺服的人的当中。
Our first point was the story of Samuel that was amidst lots of disobedience.
所以这个是1到第7章。
And that was chapters 1 to 7.
第8到15章是讲到这扫罗的这些事情呢发生，为什么呢？ 因为他是一个不完全顺服，选择性顺服神的人。
We see the story of Saul, who was a man of partial obedience to God's instructions.
让我们来看最后一点呢，就是大卫王。其实呢，大卫王是一个合乎神心意的人。
Our final story is the story of David, who was a man after God's own heart.
这个是16到31章。
And you'll see this in chapter 16 to 31.
所以撒母耳活在不顺服的人当中，那么扫罗呢是一个一半顺服一半不顺服的人，然后再来到这个大卫呢，他是一个完全顺服，或者可以说合乎神心意的人。
So Samuel grows up in amongst disobedience. Saul is a man of partial and selective obedience. David comes on the scene now, and he is a man completely after God's heart.
所以这个就是我们看到整本这个撒母耳记连接线。
And we see how the entire book of Samuel comes together.
那么这一节呢，是从哪？这个大卫王呢是合乎神的心意呢？就是从撒母耳记13章14节那里出来的。
Now how do we know that David is a man after God's heart? It says so in chapter 13 verse 14.
他说现在呢，因为扫罗不听神的话，所以第十四节，现在你的王位不并不长久。第十四节说，耶和华已经寻求一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
It says, but now your kingdom shall not continue, referring to Saul. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be prince over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
所以当扫罗犯罪之后呢，神就要这个撒母耳去找另外一个就是合乎他心意的王，他就找到耶西，耶西的孩子里面有七个，一个一个来，他看每一个都这么高大，这么俊美，他说神不要这些，神要的是看内心。
So in the disobedience of Saul, Samuel is called by God to disavow Saul and to choose the next king. He finds a man by the name of Jesse, and he looks at Jesse's sons. They are all tall and they are all handsome, but he says he does not want these men, because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart.
如果你觉得你最好看呢，你没有机会。
If you think that you are the best looking, then you have no chance.
如果你认为自己不是很好看，你还有机会。
If you think that actually you're not that great looking, then maybe you have some chance.
所以撒母耳记上16章7节，耶和华对扫罗说：“不要看外貌和看身材，不要拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人看外貌，耶和华是看内心。”
Lord says to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart."
所以我们看这个大卫有什么特别让神看上的呢？
So what was it? What was so special about David that God saw?
因为神看到大卫的心。
Because God saw David's heart.
神，大卫的心是敬畏神，是信靠神，是倚靠神的心。
And it was a heart that was given over to God. It was a heart that trusted in and loved God.
所以这个事情呢，就是发生在当这个腓利斯人来向以色列人挑战的时候。
And this happened at a time where the Philistines started to threaten and challenge the Israelites.
当然我们就很熟悉了，这个是大卫跟哥利亚的故事。
And of course, we are familiar with the story of David and Goliath.
那么来到这个17章这里呢，这个上撒母耳记上17章就讲到这个哥利亚有身高有多大，特别是圣经里面很清楚描写他有多高多壮多大，一直告诉我们说这个巨人真的很大。然后来讲到这个大卫的时候，大卫很小，两个是一个很大的 contrast， 两个很大的对比。
And the record of this story goes into detail about the height and the size of Goliath. The point is that it is emphasizing the difference in size. And Goliath is a man that is massive, while David was a small, a young man.
那么在这个以色列人当中，没有人能够抵挡这个哥利亚。
We see that amongst all the Israelites, there was not one man who could oppose Goliath.
全军的人都非常害怕。
In fact, the whole army was afraid of Goliath.
那么就在这个时候呢， 这个大卫啊，这大卫的爸爸耶西就他把食物带去给你的哥哥，他来过后看发现这些事情的时候，他说为什么你们害怕这个人呢？
Now it is at this time that Jesse, David's father, says, "Take this food and bring it to your brothers who are at the front line of that battle." He goes there with this food and he realizes and he sees all these people standing there in fear of Goliath.
但是他完全不怕，人家说你这个出生之兔不怕虎，就说你很小，你根本不懂事，你竟然不怕。
And here he comes and he sees that that everyone is afraid, and he's the only one who is afraid. He's the only one who's not afraid.
但是为什么他不怕呢？他不怕不是因为他不懂事，他不怕是因为他信靠神。
Yet his courage was not because he was foolishly unaware or ignorant, but because his trust was in God.
在十七章二十六节，他问这句话，他为站问旁站在旁边的人说：“有人来杀这腓力斯人吗？除掉以色列的耻辱吗？”啊，他的，然后他说呢，他这个人是谁啊？他竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵。
David in his anger says to them, who are the men who are standing by him.What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
所以你看到这个大卫的心呢是向神的，他不是说我有多大，我多强壮，不是，他知道你很强壮，我知道我很小，但是我知道我信的是神。
Do you see that David's heart came not from a place of trust in his own strength? No, he understood the size difference. He understood that he was a small, young boy, but here was a giant. No, his trust was in God.
那么撒母耳记十七章四十五节，他说他对这个哥利亚，他说你要我知道我来攻击你呢，不是靠刀枪，而是靠什么万军之耶和华的名，是叫你所辱骂、所怒骂、所带领的以色列人的神。
You see this trust again as he faces Goliath and he says to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel whom you have defied.
他说我很小，但是我的老大是谁你知道吗？
He says effectively, I'm small, but do you know who my boss is?
我的老大就是万军之耶和华。
He says, my boss is the Lord of hosts.
所以他不是靠自己的力量，他乃是靠神的力量。所以来到十七章四十七节，他说，神呀，他说的，我要众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀，不是用枪，征战的胜败在乎耶和华，他必将你交在我们的手里。
His trust lies in God, and he says in chapter 17, verse 47, it says that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand.
多少时候我们教孩子有关大卫跟哥利亚的故事？
How often do we teach our children about the story of
David
and Goliath?
我们讲到这个哥利亚有多大，这个，然后我们讲，哎呀，大卫有多聪明，多么厉害，他的 skill， 他的多么有技巧。其实他说不是的，哥利亚很大，大卫很弱，但是得胜的在乎耶和华，不是在乎大卫多，他的那个弹弓有多厉害。
And it may be that as we regale our children with this story, we will say, look at how great and big Goliath was. And as we introduce David, we might say, look at how smart and intelligent David was, or how great a shooter he was with the sling.
其实完全不是，是因为耶和华的原因，他才能够得胜。
Yet it was not so. It was not David's talent, but it was God.It was God that gave him the battle.
所以这个人呢，这个大卫呢，真是合乎神心意的人。
And we see that this man David was indeed a man after God's own heart.
所以神要为什么他弃掉这个扫罗？因为他不完全遵守神，他要大卫，因为大卫合乎神心意。
Why did God remove Saul? God removed Saul because he was partially obedient, but here was David.A man who was completely obedient.
但是如果你熟悉圣经，你说不是啊，大卫不是犯了奸淫吗？不是犯跟这个八十八有这个有一些这个罪吗
？But if you are familiar with your Bible, you might say, no, hang on, didn't David sin too? Didn't he commit adultery with Bathsheba?
大卫也不是完全顺服啊，也不是完全人啊。
No, he wasn't completely obedient.
但是什么叫做合乎神心意？
But what does man after his own heart?
神其实知道人都是有罪的，但是神选择人的时候，但是合乎神的心意，就是当你犯罪，当你跌倒，神的话来到的时候，你必须要悔改。
Because the fact is, we are all men and we are all sinners. But when we fall and you come before God, you must be repentant and you must be willing to change.
你知道吗？当扫罗犯罪的时候呢，撒母耳来指证他的错误。他说：“我有罪了。”
You know when Saul sins and Samuel comes to point out his sin, he says, "I've sinned."
所以现在问题是这样。扫罗讲他有罪，但是呢，他的心其实没有真正悔改。我怎么知道他没有悔改呢
？No, we see that Saul says that he has sinned, but his heart is not repentant. How do we know this?
才在十五章三十节的时候，保罗说我有罪了。虽然是这样哦，你在众人面前不要给我难看了，不要给我排谁嘞，不要给我难看嘞，你要抬举我嘞，不要。所以他是要面子，他要讨好人。我要做这个，虽然我有罪，不过你不要在众人闹，叫我闹亏啊！我一定要做好这个位置。可见他看众人重要过他看神对他的看法。
But in the same breath, right after he tells Samuel, "Yes, yes, I have sinned," he says, "Yet honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel." The point here is that he was concerned about how he would look before his people, and he wasn't concerned about the sin in his heart. He wasn't repentant. He wanted face.
但是当神指证大这个拿单指证大卫的时候呢，大卫也是我有罪了。之后呢，他完全归顺神，完全悔改，完全诗篇五十一篇给我们看到他完全悔改，他不为自己的罪找借口，他完全顺服神。
Now in a parallel situation, when David is called out for his sin by Nathan, David says, "I have sinned against the Lord," and he does so completely, and he is completely repentant of his sin.
所以两个人有很大的不同，不同在哪里呢？大卫合乎神心意，怎么合乎法呢？不是说他完全一个罪都没有犯，而是当他犯罪的时候，当他被指证的时候，当神的话来的时候，他悔改，立刻跟随，立刻改变，立刻跟随神。
And we see two very similar situations where Saul sins, he is not completely repentant and is concerned about his own face. When David sins and he is called out for it, he turns completely away from his sin and he repents before God.
所以我们看到合乎神心意的意思不是说你完全一点罪都没有犯，如果是这样的话没有一个人是，但是神说大卫是合乎神，因为神的话临到他，他被指出犯罪的时候，他马上悔改。
And so we see that this description of a man after God's own heart does not mean that he is sinless because we are all sinners. It means that when sin is revealed and we are brought face to face with our own sin, we are able to put it down, repent from that sin, and return to God.
神给我们机会悔改的时候，我们就要悔改。
When God gives us that opportunity to repent, we must take that opportunity.
所以我们看到扫罗是不完全顺服，顺服一点，一点点顺服，一些时候不顺服。但是你讲到来到大卫的时候，他当他走错，当他犯罪的时候呢，神指证的时候，他完全顺服，这个就是合乎神心意。
So again, we see Saul, who when his sin was called up, he was partially obedient. When David's sin was called up, he was completely obedient.
所以我们就看到这个撒母耳记整本书的这个大概的情况。
And this gives us an overall view of the book of 1 Samuel.
当然我们没有办法讲所有的细节，要这个是要你自己去读。
And we will not obviously have time to look into the details of the story. That's for you to discover.
但是我们在读的时候呢，大家一定有一个很多人要问的问题，就是扫罗交鬼的事情。
But there is one question that you may have in your head as you read, and that is when Saul inquires of a witch.
所以扫罗因为神高大卫，所以他这个因为大卫就杀死了哥利亚，所有的人就说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，他就开始妒忌了。
And we see this as God raises David, and as comparisons are made between David and Saul, where they say Saul has struck down thousands and David is 10,000. we see Saul becoming jealous.
那么在这个撒母耳记下半段，就是讲到很多这个扫罗跟大卫之间的挣扎争斗的事情。
And in the second half of Samuel, you will see this battle, this struggle between Saul and David.
来到第28章。
Now as we come to chapter 28,
撒母耳记28章是一章讲到扫罗交鬼的事情。
Chapter 28 records the event of Saul coming to a medium or a witch.
我只讲几句话，我们就结束了。
And I will just give you a brief, a few statements, and then we'll close.
很多人说这段这个人被招起来的这个鬼呢，到底是不是扫罗，但是不是撒母耳呢？
Now people ask this person or this apparition that is called up that Saul speaks to, is this in fact Samuel?
非利士人来攻打他的时候，他说撒母耳不在，我要找谁呢？他求神不答他，他就去找交鬼的，要他叫撒母耳起来。问题是起来这个人到底是不是撒母耳呢？
Now this happens as the Philistines are attacking Saul, and he says he has no Samuel to inquire of, and so he goes to this medium and calls for the medium to call up Samuel. Is this in fact Samuel?
我们要注意，圣经里面很严谨的。
Now, let us be clear that the Bible is very clear that it is wrong to call up spirits.
所以我们对于魔鬼、过于这些鬼怪的东西呢，最好敬而远之，就是不最好是不要靠近，就完全不要去参与。And
when it comes to these things like that concern demons and all of that, the best thing is to stay clear of them.
甚至来到新约的时候也讲到说，死了的人不能够回来，我们也不能够去。所以这个呢，在圣经里面有很多给我们的教导是，人死的时候他不能够来到我们这边，我们也不能够去他那边。所以这两个呢是完全有一个很大的这个分别。Now
it's clear to us in the New Testament that when someone dies, their spirit leaves this earth, and that's very clear that spirits cannot come back, so these two are very, they're very different things.
但是来到这里的时候呢，我们出现一个很严重的问题。
But when we arrive at chapter 28, we have a problem.
到底这个人，这个妇人叫起来的这个人呢，这个到底是不是撒母耳？
This spirit, this demon, or the spirit that the medium calls forward, is that in fact Samuel?
但是我要告诉大家一件事情。 我们在解经的时候一定要注意一件事情，要注意圣经怎么讲，不是我们怎么样看，也不是我的神学怎么样看。Now,
in order to make any sort of conclusion on this, we first need to remember that we need to see what the Bible has to say and not what we want the Bible to say.
你看撒母耳记28章15节。Look
at chapter 15 or verse 28.
他说什么呢？撒母耳对扫罗说，OK, 这个人叫起来，然后圣经的作者说， 撒母耳对扫罗说，
Verse 15 says, Then Samuel said to Saul, This is the Bible's language.
那么在16节也是说撒母耳说，
In 16 it says, And Samuel said.
所以我问你，这个撒母耳说这个句话是谁讲的？
So let me ask you, This Samuel said, Who does it refer to?
是谁讲的？
Who's saying these words?
是作者写撒母耳这个人想的。
It is the author of the book of Samuel that uses this language.
这个是圣灵带领这个人这么写撒母耳说。
This is the inspired author who has been led by the Spirit to say Samuel said.
所以我们说这个叫做 editorial comment， 意思说这个是编辑，编辑就是作者写，编辑作者说这是撒母耳。 我就没有别的方法了。圣经说是撒母耳，就是撒母耳。我不明白他怎么样解释，我也不知道他不符合我们的圣经。神可能就在这个时候给他一个特别的情况出现这样，跟其他一般上是不会有。不过这边出现，我们就要接受。Now
this is what the Bible says, and it is the Bible's language. Now we do not understand how this situation comes about, and it could be a unique situation that God has allowed, but despite our inability to comprehend. It says here, Samuel said.
所以我们只能够说这个人是撒母.
And we can only come to the conclusion that this is in fact Samuel.
能说，但是跟其他的圣经教导不合意。 我不能够解释这些东西，不过明明这边讲撒母就撒母，我们那个圣经的权柄一定要尊重。
Now, how this reconciles with what the teaching is in the rest of the Bible, I can't say. But I can see here that it is Samuel who spoke.
所以因为圣经的作者这么讲，所以我们就必须要这样接受。
And because that's what the Bible says, we need to accept that.
所以整本撒母耳记在讲什么呢？
So what does the whole book of Samuel say?
它是讲听命胜于献祭。
The book of Samuel talks about obedience being better than sacrifice.
你要顺从，不要只有，你不要以为我表面上，哦，我有赞美，很多人，特别是灵恩派的一些人，很喜欢感谢主，他讲的很多属灵的话，但是生活上完全不符合神的话。但是有一些人呢，不讲话的，他生活是规规矩矩听神的话。请问神喜悦哪一个呢？
And this is a common thing that we see in our lives. And there are some people, not unlike charismatics, who will say all these great things and how God has been great and has revealed all these spiritual things to them, but are not, that may not be obedient in their lives. But then there are others who aren't overly showy about their worship, but obey God day by day. Which one does God prefer?
所以你不要以为你只要 摆上几只鸡，你去烧烧香就可以了。你不要以为来礼拜天啊，敬拜一下，平时就可以随便生活。神不喜悦这些事情。So
do not think that you can offer up two chickens or whatever your sacrifices are and appease God. Do not think that you can come on Sunday, offer up some nice words and give God some lip service and God is happy. God will reject that sacrifice.
神要我们平时每天每日的遵守圣经的话。
God expects and wants that we day in, day out of our lives obey His word.
所以这个撒母耳记上呢，给我们看见撒母耳活在一个不顺服的人当中。
Book of Samuel shows us, first of all, the story of Samuel who grows up in a time of great disobedience.
我们也看到扫罗是他是部分选择性来遵守神的话。
We then see the story of Saul and how Saul himself was partially obedient to God.
然后我们看到大卫是完全的顺服神。And
then finally we see the story of David, a man who was after God's heart.
他不是完全没有犯罪，只是说当神的话来的时候，他马上顺服。Not
that he was sinless, but when his sin was called up, he turned and repented.
是的，所以撒母耳记给我们看到顺服的重要，给我们看到士师怎么样进得到这个王国时期。
It shows us the importance of obedience. It also shows us the transition from judges to kings.
所以他给我们看到整个以色列的历史。请问，这个很重要。最后一句话，谁是以色列的王？
It shows us the history of Israel. And I have one important question for you. Who is the king of Israel?
谁管理以色列？
Who controls, who rules over Israel?
你可以说大卫，你可以说扫罗，但是你要知道，真正管理以色列的是上帝。You
might say Saul, you might say David, but you need to know that the real king of Israel is God.
神的旨意是他选择那个王，那个王必须要听从着神的话来带领以色列人，这个才是神的心意。God's
will was that the king would rule over Israel. And this king needed to see or to obey God's will.
所以在小组讨论的时候，大家可以试想这几个问题。Now
later on in our small group discussion, we can talk through these questions.
你从这个讲道中学了什么功课？
One, what did you learn from this sermon?
你有顺服神吗？完全顺服吗？
Do you obey God? Do you obey Him completely?
你如何完全的顺服神？
How do you obey Him completely?
完全顺服神，有没有阻碍？这个阻碍是什么？怎么胜过？
Finally, what are the obstacles, to obey Him completely? How can we overcome these obstacles?
让我们做一个结束的祷告。Let
us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this overview of the book of Samuel. We thank you for the stories of these three men. Lord, and how they reveal to us the importance of obedience. They also reveal to us, Lord, that the tendency of our hearts to put our hope and our righteousness in our sacrifices, in coming to church on Sunday, Lord, as though, Lord, you would be happy by us ticking a box, as though our religion, our faith, were based on mere actions. But Lord, we pray that you would help us to, that our faith would not simply be found in these forms and these external expressions, but that it would be from our hearts, Lord, that it would be heartfelt. And Lord, we pray that as we stumble, and if we stumble before you, that we would turn from our sin and we would come back to you, and we would be repentant of the things we do wrong. We pray, Father, that you would help us to live lives that are worthy of your calling.